We continue on Talk Radio 910 WLTP, and people this time of year are thinking about cooking, but you know, unfortunately, people do not live forever, and my grandmother lived to be 86 years old, and she's been gone since 1991, and I still think, you know, I loved her, and I loved my mom, but nobody cooked like Grandma did, and you may be in the situation, or maybe you didn't have a grandma, maybe Grandma wasn't around, and you think, doesn't anybody cook the way the grandma used to cook with bacon grease? And, you know, obviously we're not talking about low fat like you're supposed to, but all the real way people used to cook. Well, you know what? There are people that cook like your grandmother or like you wanted them to cook. And there's actually a blog called blog.cooklikeyourgrandmother.com. And I am talking to Drew Keim, who runs that blog and actually has compiled these things into now the second edition of a book. So if you'd like to have those recipes and find out how all that stuff goes, thank you, Drew, for joining me. And I guess one of the things that I noticed best about your blog is you have this big circle that says no secrets. So before we get into that, before we get into what's actually in your book, there's a big thing that you absolutely do not subscribe to the why this is my secret recipe that nobody else is allowed to know. Why is that?
Well, thanks for having me on, Doug. The reason is when your grandmother has that secret recipe, or when anyone has a secret recipe, the only time anyone gets to enjoy it is when they make it for you. And I like to use the story of the woman who invented the Nestle Toll House cookie recipe. People to this day know her name because she was the person who gave the world the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe. And I'd rather be the person who gave the world a great recipe than the person who makes the best lasagna in town.
Well, because again, as I said, my grandmother used to make the, you know, chocolate chip cookies at Christmas time. Nobody makes them like she used to. And this is nothing against my grandmother, but she didn't want anybody else in the kitchen, like many grandmothers don't, or moms, or dads, or whomever is the cook in the house. And so she never showed anybody the secrets of exactly how to make that stuff. And so, you know, now I have the memories, which are great, but it'd be nice if people would share that stuff. So now, when we're talking about this, people think grandma's baking pies and stuff like that. How big of a how large of a range do you go in the cooking, and where do you get your recipes?
Well, actually, where I get the recipes is I've talked to all my friends and family and basically annoy the daylights out of them. Whenever they make something good, I'm like, okay, let me into the kitchen with you. I want to see how you make this. And I actually go out of my way to ask people for what are your favorite family recipes, and let me learn how you make that.
Oh, so you don't just want the written version. You want to see how they make it.
Oh, yeah, because I've seen cookbooks myself, and I've talked to a lot of people. I have a friend who, when their grandmother died, she had her cookbook that was just about kept in a vault. She never let anybody see her cookbook. When she died, everyone was just waiting to finally get a hold of her recipe book, and they opened it up, and it said, a pinch of this, a dash of that, cook until it's done. Well, how do you do that? You know, some of these things, you have to know what they were doing. You have to see them do it, and it's just experience over time. She didn't need to pull out the measuring cup, but if you don't know what it was supposed to look like before it was done, you're never going to do it.
Oh, yeah, because she never was like on the cooking show where they pull out the here's what it's done and here's what it is before. All you got to do is see the final recipe. I remember my grandmother used to make, strawberry preserves, and I was watching her one day, and I'm like, how do you know when that's thick enough to put it in the jar? And her answer was?
Times.
Right. That's right. I've done it 100 times, and you just know. Well, the rest of us idiots don't know, but we'd like to.
Yeah, and like you said, nobody makes cookies like your grandma's. I'd love to have cookies like grandma's. You know, but the thing is, you did mention earlier, you know, maybe this is how you wish your grandmother cooked. I had one day I posted on the blog, I was going to be having some people over for dinner, and I asked, okay, it's the middle of summer, you're having a cookout, what would your grandmother have made? One of the first comments they got back was, well, my grandmother would have made cocktail peanuts and gin. So, you know, not every grandma was out there making the apple pie.
Very true. Very true. Now, you do, you've got an amazing, and again, now, where can people buy this book? Of course, people can log on to the website and see many of the recipes, but if people want the ultimate book to kind of kick it up a notch, as Emeril likes to say, on what you're doing, and again, this is not This is not the losing weight cookbook.
I'm not going to go into a whole thing about, you know, what is modern medicine saying about it. We've been on the low-carb kick for 30 years and we keep getting fatter. So I think that, you know, trying to, you know, cut out this and that hasn't been working for us. So I just basically have decided if we don't know from year to year what's actually the best thing to eat, why don't we at least eat stuff that we like? So, yeah, I don't go out of my way to cut out fat. I don't try to cut out carbs. I just eat what tastes good, and I figure if it tastes good, I don't need to keep eating as much of it because I'm not satisfied.
Well, and that is true. It's not like that you're telling people to eat a ton of it. The portion size is the whole deal. So you want to, because you've got things in here that talk about bacon grease, which my grandmother had on the stove. You talk about, you know, cooking oil and actually why it's better to use, you know, rendered lard and stuff like that than it is to use vegetable oil.
It frequently is, but you're starting to ask where they can get it. You did say the site is blog.cooklikeyourgrandmother.com, but if you just go to cooklikeyourgrandmother.com, I've got a page there where you can jump to order the book or to go to the blog from there. So it's just cooklikeyourgrandmother.com, and that's how you get to it.
Now, have you personally made everything that's in this? Because, again, sometimes you collect, you watch, but unless you've actually tested it yourself, have you actually done all of these so people can say, okay, Drew, I did it your way and it was awesome, or, you know, you may not have checked this out. Has everything been personally checked out in your fabulous kitchen?
I've made everything in there except for one that I actually have a disclaimer in the book, and I just want to read you a sentence from this. When I go looking for old cookbooks, that's what I'm looking for, something from 60, 70, 80 years ago. And, you know, Grandma didn't always cook the way she did, the way we do it. Sometimes they were cooking for wood stoves, so the directions are just different. But I just want to read you the first two sentences of this. Choose bread which is elastic but has no holes in it. Trim off the crust, put the pieces into a bowl, and throw on them some boiling water, then remove them immediately and throw them into a big bowl of cold water. This should be done quickly so as to make the bread feel the impression of heat and cold. What does that mean? What is bread that is elastic but has no holes in it? What does it mean it should feel the impression of heat and cold? I mean, that's what some of these old recipes are like. You look at really old cookbooks like the ones that I do, and you have to make some huge allowances for what did they mean by it.
Well, and that's one of the keys that you also have brought out on your blog is that grandmothers, even if they did, and again, this is not to pick on anybody, but sometimes they would write enough notes down almost like shorthand so they knew what it meant when it said a pinch of this and all that, or they would leave stuff out because they always remembered to put a cup of sugar in it, but they didn't think they needed to write that down because they're the only one looking at it, so you try and follow the recipe, and here's a key ingredient that's missing.
Well, that's actually one of the big things that that people leave out from recipes is salt, because believe it or not, we've come to believe that salt is bad for you. It causes high blood pressure, causes heart attacks. But if you look at processed food that we eat, the salt content in so much of it is through the roof because that's how you get the flavor from things. Well, when people start cooking from scratch, a lot of people, and I know I did this, you think, well, I'm doing it myself. I'm not going to put a lot of salt in it. Well, and it comes out bland, and you don't know why. Well, because you need a little salt when you're cooking. And a lot of the old recipes, they don't say that. But if you see one that says check seasoning, every good cook knows that check seasoning means you need salt.
When I watch Top Chef on the Bravo TV, one of the big complaints is you didn't put enough, and you think, oh, they're going to use exotic ingredients. One of the big complaints is you didn't put enough salt and pepper in it, and it doesn't taste right.
Yep. Salt and pepper, that'll save just about any bland dish. And when they say, oh, just add a pinch of this, they're grabbing a handful of salt and throwing it in there.
Amazing stuff. Now, we're talking about whether it's beef stock, I mean, clear down to the basics of turkey stock, cakes, brownies, lard pie crust, pecan pie. I mean, this has, if you want to know all that stuff your grandmother used to make, buttermilk biscuits, the whole bit, it's in it. Now, this is the second edition. Does that mean that this is just updated, or is this a whole different set of recipes from what was in the first one?
This is updated. There's about another 20% more recipes than there was in the original version of it. There's a couple of them that I've had another year of practice making a few of them, and I've come up with a better version of it. So... It's is basically an update. I'd say anybody who had the first edition, I wouldn't want to run out and buy the second one, but the second edition is an improved version.
All right, well, here we are at the holidays, or any time. Drew Keim, Cook Like Your Grandmother. Go to cooklikeyourgrandmother.com. You can get the book, go to the blog. And thank you very much, Drew. I know that you're making a lot of people happy who finally will get to eat the food that they remember that when they were growing up, but nobody cooks like that anymore. Yes, they do, and now you can find out. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Doug. I'm always glad to spread the word about eating real food.
The news continues on Talk Radio 910.